This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Beauty and Personal Development channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Don McCarthy, TV personality and beauty, fashion, and lifestyle expert for It's a Glam Thing and itsaglamthing.com. Don, certainly a privilege to have you a part of eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. So certainly the listener's curious, and I am as well. Tell us about It's a Glam Thing and itsaglamthing.com and your role there.
Yeah, itsaglamthing.com is a top beauty and lifestyle website. It's kind of the go-to place where everybody's trying to find out where is the latest in fashion, what's happening at the local Hollywood events for Emmys that I cover. We have probably over 750,000 page views average per month. Per Alexa.com, we're even ranked in the top 20,000 sites in the U.S. We do have a team of bloggers that make up our It's a Glam Thing family. We have about 15 members, including we have some makeup artists, hairstylists, and we even have a celebrity, Mackenzie Westmore, blogging for us this month, who's the host of Face Off. Our lead readers kind of love our pro advice section, where we have advice from doctors and other healthcare professionals, some hairstylists, wardrobe consultants. And I have the actual pleasure of being able to go live on air in places like Utah, Arizona, extra here in California, having the opportunity to kind of be up to the world and the general public about great products that people have never heard of.
Tremendous. Now, your love of and experience with beauty and fashion enables you to inform women everywhere of how-tos and tips and tricks to keep them beautiful from the inside out. What's a popular question you are asked in your role as beauty, fashion, and lifestyle expert for It's a Glam Thing?
I think probably the one question I get the most, and that I'm actually guilty of myself, is how long should I keep my makeup and beauty products? I mean, for health concerns, there's so many reasons why you should get rid of products at during certain times, but I'd love to just go over a few, if that's okay, of amounts of times you guys should actually keep products and when they you should get rid of them. So, I mean, is that okay?
Oh, you bet. You bet. Please do.
Yeah, for all the ladies out there, and like I said, I'm one very, very guilty of this. We buy a beauty product and we think it's going to last forever. Even if we buy a perfume, for instance, we think it's going to, you know, be amazing for years and years and years, but in actuality, an unopened bottle of fragrance is really only good for about 12 to 18 months. And if it has a light scent, such as like a citrus one or one, you know, with some fresh green notes or a delicate floral, they'll most likely begin to turn actually a lot sooner. And when it comes to beauty, this is kind of a must. And we even reached out to Youngblood Mineral Cosmetics. They're a top cosmetic firm internationally and as well as here nationally. And even per them, mascara, believe it or not, women out there, you should get rid of about every 3 months. Your liquid foundations, about 1 year. Your powders, about 18 months to 24 months. Your eyeliners, about 18 months. And those lovely, lovely lip glosses and lipsticks are only good for about 18 months. Nail polishes, even, due to some of the properties that they have in them, only last about 1 year. And ladies, ladies, please, and men, if you're using a makeup sponge or anything on your face that is a sponge-related, wash after each use and then throw it away after a month is a must kind of in the beauty industry. And I think these are a lot of things that a lot of people know, but kind of for health reasons, you really need to abide to what's going on with all these.
Very helpful, without a question. Now, how can beauty products be harmful for one's health?
Well, there's so many ways that beauty products can be harmful due to a lot of the bacteria. And believe it or not, a lot of beauty products have expiration dates on them. So kind of a rule of thumb to me is if you get a new beauty product, find that marker in your house and write on it when you bought it so you know when the expiration date is. Kind of like you do for, you know, when you put the powder in your freezer or your refrigerator from, you know, Arm & Hammer to keep your foods and stuff fresh in there, mark your cosmetics as well. As you know, being in the health world yourself, there's so many bacterias and things like that that are caused in a lot of these products. And a lot of them don't, due to some of them containing fatty acids, a lot in the cleansers and moisturizers, they can actually turn rancid very quickly. So you really do need to toss them after 6 months. A lot of your multi-use products, such as 3-in-1 sticks and cream, can spread germs from the lips to the eyes and cheeks. So kind of make sure you wipe the surface before switching areas and discard or replace after 6 months. And another big tip I find that I hope is really helpful, they do have things out there these days called the Every Drop Beauty Spatula. It's a $5 item that you can buy at a drugstore or a beauty store. And it really also helps you from sticking your fingers in. And a lot of them are very similar to a spatula that you'd use for baking, so they can be washed off. And it's a more effective way to actually deal with a lot of your makeups and a lot of your creams. I mean, you just really don't want to spread bacteria. And that's really probably some of the biggest things. You want to store your cosmetics in a cool, dry place outside the bathroom to extend their shelf life. And during the summer, as I'm sure everyone knows, a lot of times your lipsticks and things like that, they can be cooled down in the refrigerator. But it's really important when it does come to cosmetics, so you do not get, as a dermatologist, I'm sure, would back me on this, so that you don't get eye infections or skin infections, which a lot of people have problems with when they use bad makeup and things like that on their pores and things like that are being transferred back and forth with the bacteria.
Certainly makes a lot of sense. Today we are with Dawn McCarthy, TV personality and beauty, fashion, and lifestyle expert for It's a Glam Thing, and it's aglamthing.com here on eHealth Radio's Beauty and Personal Development channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So, Dawn, tell us, what do we need to trash and when, and what do we keep and how?
Well, like I said a little bit earlier, you really want to pay attention to your mascara. That I am, like I said, guilty of myself, that I kind of use a few different mascaras, and you really need to discard them after 3 months. Your eyes are the window to your soul, and it's such an easy way to have bacteria get into your eyes using expired products that you don't really want to have to do. A lot of your concealers out there for the women, really toss it or replace it after 12 to 18 months. Eyeshadows, which I'm guilty of. I think I have a few in my own bathroom that are around for a few years, but a lot of the eyeshadows, due to the chemicals and stuff in the powders that are in them, really are only good for about 18 months. Your eyeliners, too, that are touching your eyes, make sure to wet them or wipe them off after each use, or to make sure that you use a pencil sharpener for those ladies that are getting fine lines near their eyes. Any type of product that you have does have an expiration date on it. It's just like food, so you just really, really want to be careful of that. You know, just like I said earlier, just take a ballpoint pen, write on it when you got it, or put it in certain containers in your bathroom door, in your bathroom drawer, excuse me. They kind of remind you, hey, I went shopping here. Or if you buy a new mascara, toss out your old one. Kind of that clothing rule as well. If you buy a new shirt, gentlemen, go ahead and, you know, get rid of something else in your closet so you keep everything fresh. You definitely want to do that with your cosmetics as well. Cosmetics and makeup were not made to last for many years, and it's more due to health reasons. You just don't want these products touching your face. It can cause a trip to the dermatologist, the eye doctor, and can actually even help cause acne. So you really want to be careful with all of that.
And what can women do to help keep track of all of this?
Like I said, the best way for me is to take a pen and write the expiration date on it. And actually, you know, every year, just like you clean out your closet, probably the best thing to do to keep track of it is put a system in place as well when you kind of go through your makeup. Or I know even a lot of girlfriends of mine that carry makeup with them places and their lipsticks and stuff, and they'll forget it and leave it in one purse and then go back out and think that the lipstick is still good. As well, even for your lips, it can cause bumps, it can cause irritation. you really, really want to be careful with that. So try to just, I guess, just be more cognizant of what you're doing with your makeup, just like anything else.
And where can our listeners get more information and also be in contact with you online?
Online, we can be found at www.itsaglamthing.com. And you can actually go to my blog up on our site, Dawn McCarthy. And actually, after this conversation, I think I'll try to put up some tidbits of a lot of the things that we've talked about today so that people and girls can be reminded by a lot of the sources that I've said, like from Youngblood, Mineral Cosmetics, and stuff like that, that they've quoted how long you should keep your mascara, your powders, your concealers, your foundations. Hopefully that will help a lot of your listeners as well if they just go to my blog on itsaglamthing.com. I'm always out and about, but that's probably the best place in September. I'll be covering a lot of the Emmy gifting tweets, so we'll find the latest and greatest in products and lifestyle items that are happening out there.
All I can say is very helpful information. We've been speaking with Dawn McCarthy, TV personality and beauty, fashion, and lifestyle expert for It's a Glam Thing. And the website of reference, once again, is itsaglamthing.com. Dawn, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. And just like food, if I can end this, if your cosmetics or foundation smell bad, get rid of the product and do not share your makeup with anyone.
And thank you for that as well. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Beauty and Personal Development Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.